Now, from Hollywood, romance. The first summer after high school graduation is a bright and wonderful time. 3 long months of sun and sky and balmy nights and moonlight. It's a time to be young, summer is. And if it also brings romance, well, it's a time for that, too. But sometimes when the summer is over, a boy finds out he's more than 3 months older, a lot more. So now with Sam Edwards as Scott and Eleanor Tannen as Dana, we bring you transcribed Kathleen Height's charming story, Summer Song.
I guess I'd wanted the job all my life. I'd hung around the country club since I was a kid, caddying and helping Dad work on the greens. But I sure never thought I'd get to be lifeguard there someday. Of course, winning cups in the state high school meets last winter didn't hurt any. And Dad didn't hurt any either. He'd been with the club for 25 years.
Yeah, got it looking good, son. I'll cut that ivy back for you up there behind the diving board.
Oh, I was going to do that.
You tend to your pool. I'll handle the gardening.
Yes, sir.
Well, Scott, you just keep the pool safe and clean. That's your big job. You got to watch the youngsters. They'll be carting soda pop and worse out here. The next thing you know, somebody will cut the foot.
I was thinking I'd ask Mr. Masters if the directors wouldn't pass a rule or something that you couldn't bring bottles out to the pool.
Well, you can ask him, but this isn't the municipal beach, you know. Folks at private clubs don't like too many rules.
They don't like their feet cut either.
No, but... Well, go ahead, ask Mr. Masters. I just kind of doubt if the board of directors will give you the rule, that's all.
Oh, open for business yet?
You're early, Mr. Masters. The pool doesn't open until 10.
Sounds like he's in charge here, doesn't he, Len?
Well, sir, the way he's been talking to me, I think he is.
That's what we want you to do, Scott. Take complete charge.
I'll do my best, sir.
Well, I'm not worried about you. You're your father's son, and you're a good boy, Scott. I'm speaking for all the directors when I tell you we consider ourselves lucky to get you. Well,
thanks very much, Mr. Masters. Dad and I were just talking. I had an idea, sort of a safety net.
Well, don't tell it to me, son. Write it down. Give it to George in the locker room.
All right, sir. I'll do it before I leave tonight.
Well, come to me any time you've got a problem, Scott. I'll do my best for you.
Yes, sir.
What about swimming lessons? Cappy's been hounding me ever since she heard about the new lifeguard.
Cappy?
My younger daughter. She's 10 years old. And part fish. She's completely fearless when it comes to the water. But she needs some good instruction.
I'll be glad to teach her, sir.
Oh, good. I'll send Cappy around to you. Well, I'm due on the first tee. I just wanted to wish you well.
Thanks again, Mr. Masters.
Goodbye, Scott, Len. Oh, the greens are looking splendid.
Thank you, sir.
He's sure a nice man, isn't he, Dad?
Mm-hmm. We got a lot of nice people out here, son. Don't forget, we're nice people, too. Your mother raised you to be a gentleman. I expect you to act like one.
What are you saying, Dad?
Oh, just do your job here, Scott. Most of the people know you. A lot of the young people were in high school with you. But don't get any ideas of socializing with them. Remember, we don't belong to the club. We just work here.
I knew what Dad meant, and he was right, I knew that, too. But I didn't figure it would be any problem. I had my job to do. It was okay to be pleasant, but I never did have any ideas about moving with the rich crowd at the club. Nobody ever made a point of it, but you can tell when you don't belong someplace. No, not that way, Cappy. Hold it a minute.
How was that, Scott? Am I getting better?
That was pretty bad, friend.
Oh, I thought it was good.
You're not keeping your knees straight like I told you. You kicked from your hips, not your knees.
I know that. You keep telling me.
Yeah, but you keep not doing it. Now, come on, let's try it again.
Couldn't we just stop a while? I'm all kicked out.
Well, okay. You take a little rest if you want to.
Help me out?
Sure.
Why don't we order some hot dogs?
Too early for lunch. It isn't even 11 yet.
My stomach doesn't care what time it is. I'm going to order some hot dogs.
Okay, but you can't go back in the pool for at least an hour after you eat.
Aw, Scott.
You get stomach cramps, crazy. I'd have to haul you out and give you artificial respiration.
What's that?
Oh, it's what they call it when you get water out of people's lungs. First, I'd put you on your stomach, turn your head to one side.
Wait a minute. Show me.
Don't be silly.
Come on. Artificially respirate me.
Oh, okay. You get your head off the concrete.
Okay.
Turn it to one side now.
Like this?
Now, put your elbows out. Hmm? Rest your head on your hands.
I can't. I'm drowned.
Okay, you're drowned. So, to get the water out of your lungs, I gotta push down on your rib cage this way and stop. And then I get you by the elbows.
Hey, that's no fun.
Quiet. You're drowned. And then we start all over again.
That tickles, Scott. Quit it.
Well, this looks like fun.
Huh? Oh, we were just clowning a little.
Well, go ahead. Don't let me bother you.
Oh, Dana, go away. I'm having my lesson.
I think maybe I need a few lessons.
Go on. We don't need you. I'm drowning. Scott's saving my life.
Is that his name? Scott?
That's my name.
Kathy talks about you all the time, but I had no idea.
Dana,
that
will you please go away? He's my friend.
Mother wants you. She's in the locker room.
She does not. You're just saying that.
Stop whining and go find Mother.
Aw, you make me sick, Dana. I wish you weren't my sister.
You can take that up with Mother, too.
I'll be back, Scott. You wait for me now.
I will, Kathy. She's a cute kid.
She's impossible. Are you a good teacher?
I think so.
What do I have to do to arrange for lessons? Private lessons.
Yeah, from 9 to 11 any morning. You name it.
Too early. Anyway, I think night lessons would be better. Don't you?
No swimming after the pool closes. That's 10 o'clock. In case you've forgotten the rules.
I always forget the rules.
I remembered Dana. I remembered her when she was just a little girl, and I used to caddy sometimes for her mother. I guess she was beautiful. It wasn't so much her hair. It was dark, almost black and kind of choppy, the way they wear it now. Or her eyes, or the way she moved, or even the way she looked. Except when she looked at me. Like she was amused a little. Like she knew I'd always noticed her. And I always had. Okay, 10 o'clock. Everybody out.
You don't mean me, do you, Scott?
I mean you especially.
But you haven't even seen me swim tonight.
Sure I have. And you still bend your knees when you kick.
Oh.
Come on, Cappy. I gotta lock up now.
I just don't see how it could be 10 o'clock.
Well, it is. And that means you've been in the water off and on for like 12 hours now.
I know. We could clean the pool tonight. Just you and me in that way.
You go down and get a hot shower and get all dressed. Your folks will be looking for you.
You sound just like Dana.
Do I?
Always telling me to run along and do something.
Well, maybe she knows what's best for you.
She doesn't know anything except what she wants. Scott.
Hmm?
Don't let her spoil everything. Just you be my friend, will you?
I'll be your friend, Kathy.
Can I help you clean the pool sometime?
If it's okay with your folks, you can help me.
I like you.
Hey.
I'll see you in the morning.
Hey, watch your step. Don't run on the wet pavement. What a kid.
Hey, Scott, you around?
Well, yeah, but the pool's closed for the night, Tony.
Yeah, I see it is. You already cut the lights, huh?
You don't look like you're dressed for swimming anyway.
Not unless somebody tosses me in. And believe me, I've seen it happen. I'm looking for Dana Masters. You know her?
Well, yeah. I know her. I haven't seen her around here, though.
She pulled one of her disappearing acts. Thought she might be down here.
No, she isn't.
No. Well, look, if you see her before you leave, tell her everyone's waiting for her, will you? Up in the ballroom?
Yeah. If I see her, sure will.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, you can't go in there. The pool's closed.
Then why don't you come in and make me get out?
You'd better get out. Tony Lord, all your friends are waiting for you.
What about you?
Look, you can get me in a lot of trouble unless you get out of the pool now.
I came for my lesson, remember? Besides, maybe you'll like getting into a lot of trouble.
I don't think so.
You see? You're not sure. Well, come on in, Scott. The water's fine.
We'll return to romance and our story, Summer Song, in just a moment. Even a liar ought to be believed once in a while when General Parsley Smith, a whale of a whopper teller, takes over Pioneer Dodge City. United States Marshal Matt Dillon learns that under special circumstances, even a liar will tell the truth. Don't miss the story on Gunsmoke, today on CBS Radio. Remember, for adventure and thrills in the Old West, hear Gunsmoke every Saturday in the daytime on most of these same Stars address stations. And now for the second act of Romance.
Dana didn't need any swimming lessons. Dana didn't need any lessons, period. And she was right. The water was fine. With the pool lights off and only a piece of moon shining on the warm water, she was hard to find. Harder still to catch. But I did catch her, finally. Probably just about the time she wanted to be caught.
And now what do we do?
We'll get you out of here.
I don't think you can. Well, maybe you can. But you don't want to, do you, Scott? Wouldn't you like to just stay here for a while? Close?
Come on, Dana.
My, how strong we are.
Don't ever do that again.
It's such a big mistake to throw a challenge at me, Scott.
Look, I like this job, but if anyone finds you here now, I can lose it.
You don't look like a guy who's afraid of his job.
I just don't want to lose it.
What are you afraid of? So big and strong. You're not afraid of me, are you, Scott?
I'm not afraid of anything. I just want you to get out of here now.
No, you don't.
Don't laugh at me, Dana.
Why, you're trembling. And I don't think it has anything to do with your job.
What are you trying to do?
Still afraid, Scott?
You'd better go now.
It's a long summer. I'll be around for some more lessons.
Dana!
Well?
Nothing. Go on.
You keep right on telling me what to do. I love it.
I haven't been living in a cage, exactly. I'm 19 and I know a couple of things, but I forgot them the first time she came near me. And all night long, I thought about what was beginning. But I never even thought about how it might end.
I didn't bend my knees once that time, did I?
Well, no, I guess not, Cappy.
Didn't you see? Oh, Scott, you weren't watching me at all.
Sure I was.
I wish she'd go home.
Hmm?
Dana, look at her, up on the diving tower. She isn't going to dive.
Well, not from there, she isn't.
Hey, not from a tower, Dana. Too many people in the pool.
I didn't think you noticed anyone over 10 years old.
Just don't dive from the tower.
With no one up here to stop me, I might have to.
Stay there, will you?
You're not going to carry me down in front of all these people.
You don't have to make it tough on me all the time, do you?
I got you up here. That's all I wanted. The time you played with girls your own age.
I'm paid to teach Cappy to swim.
I'd keep an eye on me, too. I'm liable to drown or something.
Dana, please.
You're not trembling again, are you, Scott?
Where are you going to be after the pool closes tonight?
That's better.
Where?
I won't be hard to find.
Hey, Dana, will you break it up and come down here?
Shall I go, Scott?
That's up to you.
No, it isn't. Unless you don't want me to stay.
Look, I've got a job to do. I can't do anything about you now.
Hey, what is this? Did you hear me?
I don't like to be yelled at.
Okay. So real quiet-like. Steve and Linda want us to go to the Red Barn with them tonight, okay?
Okay.
But I thought you said...
Scott, what did you think I said about tonight?
Nothing. Not a single thing.
Hey, watch it, fella.
Watch what?
I'll take care of the girl. You take care of the pool, huh?
It took everything I had not to bust him one right there. I went all hot inside. My throat went dry. And the only thing I knew to do was to dive into the pool. I swam about 6 lengths before I cooled off. And when I finished, all I could hear was her laugh as she walked off with Tony. Well, that was fine. I wish she'd stay with him and never come near me again.
Hi.
Dana.
I said I wouldn't be hard to find.
What do you want?
Silly, silly question.
Look, I don't understand you. You're supposed to be at the Red Barn.
And last night I was supposed to be up in the ballroom, only I wasn't. I was with you. Get in the car, Scott.
Dana, we gotta talk a little.
I can't imagine what we'd have to say.
Like today, up on the tower. First you tell me you'll be around tonight.
Well, I'm around.
Then you tell Tony you'll go out with him and your friends. Like we hadn't even talked.
I don't like talk much. Anyway, I thought you'd tell Tony I was busy tonight. I thought it was up to you to say it.
I don't think any of this is up to me.
And if it were?
If it were, I'd...
You see? We don't have to talk. We don't ever have to say anything.
And that's the way it was, a lot of times. Dana'd be waiting for me in my car when I closed the pool for the night. Or she'd just show up where I was. Only she never promised to be anywhere, anytime. And I never knew. Sometimes a couple of days or so would go by. And she'd just smile at me, that way of hers, like we didn't really know each other at all. It got me kind of crazy.
Well, well, look who's got a suit on.
Oh, hello, Scott.
Evening, Mr. Masters. Dana, Tony.
Must be a big occasion, Scott. I've never seen you in anything but your swimming trunks.
Yeah, well, I'm going somewhere. I just...
Something I can help you with, Scott?
Oh, no, sir. I'd like to speak to Dana, if I could.
Well, go ahead. Speak.
I meant if I could speak to you alone... Just a minute.
Well, I don't...
Dana's having her dinner right now.
I'm sorry. I just thought...
Maybe you thought wrong.
Yeah.
I've finished, Scott. I'll walk out with you. There's something about the pool I want to talk to you about anyway.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry I came. I mean, if I bothered you...
Oh, but
I...
you didn't.
Well, good night.
Good night, Scott.
I hoped I wouldn't have to speak to you about this, Scott, but I think I've kept quiet long enough.
About what, sir?
I gave you more credit than you deserved, apparently. Dana is off-limits, Scott. I don't want you bothering her again.
Bothering her? Mr. Masters,
There's nothing for us to discuss. I've said all there is to say, and I mean it. You leave my daughter alone.
I will. I sure will. You can count on it.
We'll call this a warning, Scott. Maybe you didn't know, but last year's guard lost his job for pestering Dana.
Clean the pool with you than anything I can think of.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I'll bet we're having more fun than they are, don't you?
Than they are?
Sure, you know, Dane and Tony.
What about them?
You know, they've gone to the mountains, up with Tony's folks.
No, I didn't know.
Sure, for the rest of the summer. Isn't that swell?
All summer?
Yeah. Now she won't be around bothering us, will she? I mean, now you can just be my friend.
Yeah, Cappy. Just your friend.
Romance is produced and directed by Norman McDonald with editorial supervision by Het Mannheim. You have heard Summer Song, specially written for Romance by Kathleen Height, starring Sam Edwards with Eleanor Tannen. Featured in the cast were Joseph Kearns, Mary McGovern, Lee Millar, and Ralph Moody. This is Joe Walters inviting you to hear Romance transcribed next week at this same time. Tonight, return with CBS Radio to the 21st Precinct. Everett Sloan stars as Captain Kennelly, the hard-working boss of the hard-working cops of the 21st Precinct. Meet the police as real police. Hear the details of their everyday risks. Stories of people who come to the police for help. And those who keep as much space as possible between themselves and the law. Remember, tonight on most of these stations, 21st Precinct returns to the Star's address. Stay tuned now for Gunsmoke, which follows immediately over most of these same stations.